We're in the middle of Siman Samach Vav. We're up to Seif Dalet. So Seif Dalet discusses the following case. Says the Mechaber, Kohen Shehaya Kore Kriyashma. Let's say you were a Kohen and you were in the middle of saying Kriyashma or the Brachos of Kriyashma. Karu Likris Betorah. And then they called you up to the Torah to be Gen Aliyah. Yesh Misha Omer. There are those who say Shemafsik. You can stop in the middle and you can go up and get the Aliyah. Yesh Misha Omer Sheino Mafsik. And some say you cannot. And the halacha is like those who say that you may not interrupt in order to get the aliyah. So there's a number of issues that need to be clarified here in the Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Dalet points out that, first of all, we're talking about both Kriya Shema and the Birkos Kriya Shema, as we mentioned. But if a person is Bein Geula Litfila, if a person is between Gal Yisroel and the Shmon Esrei, then everybody would agree that you're not allowed to go up there. And certainly, if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, everybody agrees you're not allowed to go up there. Then in Sifkat and Chafei, he points out that what's the reason that you should be allowed to be mafsik? Now, the halacha is in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to be mafsik. But in Sifkat and Chavav, Mishnah Berurah is going to point out that the Rov Achronim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, and they hold you are allowed to be mafsik, and the minig is to go up there. But back in Chafei, he points out that the whole reason you're allowed to be mafsik is, number one, Kavod Abrius, that the people called you up. So in order not to disrespect them, you should go up. And number two, Kavod HaTorah, you were called to read from the Torah, and it's a little bit disrespectful to the Torah if you do not go up. Based on this, it doesn't make a difference between a Kohen and a Yisrael, meaning even if you're a Yisrael and they could replace you, or even a Kohen that can replace you with a Yisrael, no big deal, but you still should go up to read the Torah. As opposed to the Mandamer who says you can't be mafsik, he holds even a Kohen can't be mafsik. Now, obviously, if you say you can be mafsik, it makes very little difference between a Kohen and Yisrael. But to say that you can't is a chiddush to say even a Kohen can't be mafsik. Because the Kohen, if he's the only Kohen there, or even if he is one of a number of Kohanim, they call him up, and then he doesn't go, we're choshish that maybe some people will say that he's pasul as a Kohen, and he's not considered a valid to be given the first aliyah. And therefore, we're usually makbid for the kavod of the Kohen that he should go up under those circumstances. Therefore, the Yesh Omim says, no, even so, you're not allowed to be mafsik during Kriya Shema, the Birkos Kriya Shema, and you're not allowed to go up and get the aliyah. But again, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you are allowed to be mafsik. Now, in the middle of Sifkat and Chavav, Mishnah Berurah has a number of important things to say. So he points out that obviously if you're be'emtza perik and or if you're at a certain part like Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem where you can't possibly be mafsik, you shouldn't be. But you should take a second to get yourself into a space where you're at least at the end of an inyan. But if you can be bein aprakim, that's even better. And certainly not in the middle of the first pasuk of Kriya Shema and Baruch Shem. That for sure you can finish. Don't worry about that. But you should not read together with the Shliach Tzibur. If you're in a place where you can't be mafsik, you should not read together with the Shliach Tzibur. Rather, you should just listen and be yotzi with Shemaya Keone. It says, and nevertheless, you shouldn't, even if you do read, you shouldn't be mafsik to tell the Shliach Tzibur to tell the Gabbai to make a Mishaberach for you. But if they already did make a Mishaberach for you and they forgot your name, you're allowed to tell the Gabbai your name, even though you're not supposed to be mafsik, because that's, again, Kavod Abrius for the Gabbai, that he shouldn't stand around not knowing your name. Therefore, you should tell him. Fine. And then if there's the question we mentioned before, if there's a chashash that they're going to consider that you're a Kohen and maybe you're pogum, maybe there's something wrong with you, and so the question is, should you let them call up Yisrael if you can't go up, under whatever circumstances you can't go up? So he says this is a machlokes achronim because not everybody knows that you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, whatever. So he says lechatchila, the whole thing doesn't get started, that they shouldn't call up a Kohen. So one second, I'm not describing it correctly. Again, we said that this whole discussion that we paskin b'di'evit, you can go up, that's only b'di'evit, but l'chadchila, they shouldn't call you up. But what if you're the only Kohen in the room? What if you're the only Kohen in the room? There, if they don't call you up and people know you're a Kohen, they're going to think there's something wrong with you. So it's machlokes, are they allowed to call you up so that people won't talk and say that there's something wrong with your kahuna? So he quotes two deis, and he says that the best thing to do is for the Kohen to walk out of the room. If he realizes what's going on, he should walk out of the room before the whole thing gets started, and that way they won't have to call him. But if the Sefer Torah is sitting there and nobody knows how to lane it, then everybody agrees that you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of your Kriyat Shema and your Birchas Kriyat Shema for Kavodat Torah and go up and read the Torah, since you're the only one who knows how to lean.